it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this edition of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for your company. From the 29th of March to the 1st of April, Blind Citizens Australia will hold its annual convention in Hobart, Tasmania. A lot of interesting things planned for the convention. We speak now with Emma Bennison, CEO of Blind Citizens Australia, to find out more about the convention. And we'll find out, firstly, what is the point of Blind Citizens Australia conventions?
Well, I think even today, in this age of technology where we can all get together online and do incredible things, I think there's no substitute for catching up with people face to face. I certainly know that for myself, that over the years I've been to many conventions and other gatherings of people who are blind or vision impaired, and it's fantastic to be able to learn from other people face to face, get to know people, really connect with people, so that when you do go home and go back to your everyday life, you know, you can pick up the phone and chat with people who understand the experiences that you might be having or the challenges that you might be having, and really connect with people and make friends and build connections.
Now, the streaming of BCA conventions has been long-standing, as have the conventions themselves. In fact, Blind Citizens Australia has had a history of over 40 years worth of conventions. What can we expect to see this year in terms of that?
Yeah, we'll certainly be streaming the convention again. We really like to, push the envelope at BCA. So, you know, we're always looking for new ways of doing things. And in fact, the theme for this year's convention is you can do it your way. And so, you know, in addition to using technology to stream the convention, we'll also be using Aira to both provide audio description of aspects of the convention, but also Aira will be free throughout the venue over the course of the weekend. And so if you are an Aira subscriber, that means you won't pay, you won't use any of your minutes during that time. And if you're not, then you can try it. And for many people, that's great, because it is an expensive service, and so it will be a great opportunity for people to try it for the first time in many cases. We do everything that we possibly can to make the conventions as accessible as possible. Obviously, there's always more that we can do, and sometimes we're constrained by cost, but wherever we can, we do whatever we can to make our conventions as accessible as possible. Obviously, because we want to make people feel welcome, but also because, in fact, we need to be able to walk the talk if we're advocating for access from businesses and government providers. Then, you know, we have to do everything we can to lead by example. So we do our best in that department.
And I noticed too that in looking at the draft program, which will shortly be released, that there's going to be a session on people with multiple disabilities.
Yeah, that's right. Steve Richardson expressed interest in leading that session, and I think it's going to be an excellent opportunity for people to, talk about some of the challenges that come with multiple disability and how to meet those challenges. And I think what's really exciting about this session is that it's not limited to sensory impairment. We're also looking at, you know, physical disability and mental health issues as well. So I think that'll be a really interesting conversation.
What else can we expect to see as part of the program?
We've got the usual things, like, you know, the adaptive technology exhibition. We'll have a welcome function so that people can get to know each other. There'll be opportunities for first-time attendees to have a buddy so that you can attend and have someone to assist you in the first instance. On the Friday afternoon, as we often do, we're going to have some workshops, which we hope will be of particular interest to younger people, or, you know, students. One of those workshops is going to be about independence and, you know, the many phases of independence and how different independence looks for all of us. We're going to have a session on audio description in all its forms for, you know, live theatre, TV and other events, and looking at how we settle on a clear set of values and principles that underpin audio description in Australia. There'll be a session on Braille music and particularly using technology in terms of Braille music, and a really interesting session about how diversity shapes people's experiences of blindness. So, you know, how being from a minority group really shapes your experience of blindness. And then on the Saturday morning, we'll have, you know, an opening session, which will include a keynote from Suman Kinoganti, who's the CEO of Aira. Now, you might sort of say, well, you know, Aira, surely we've heard about Aira. What more can we learn? However, Suman is a fascinating speaker. Obviously, he will share some insights into Aira and the extraordinary success that it's had as a startup, but he's also going to talk about artificial intelligence and how Aira is looking to use artificial intelligence into the future to enhance their service offerings. So that should be a really interesting keynote. And then we're going to invite him to stay on for a panel about the future of work and what that means for people who are blind or vision impaired, looking at, you know, not only the impact of artificial intelligence and automation on recruitment, on the types of jobs that we can do and so forth, but also looking at how those technologies might enhance our employability as well. Then we'll have a session about recommendations for Blind Citizens Australia, and I'd encourage you, if you haven't already done so, to submit your recommendations to BCA through our email address at bca@bca.org.au. They're due by the 1st of March, and we're really looking for, you know, recommendations about areas where BCA should focus, new issues that we should focus on, or things that we could do differently in terms of the way the organisation functions. You know, the possibilities are endless, so really encourage you to get those in, and we can discuss and debate those at the convention. Then we'll move into a session about blindness services in the 21st century, and that will include some updates from our partners in blindness services, and also will include a session about the future of blindness services, and also the launch of our new service provider expectations policy, which the National Policy Council has been working very hard on and which many of you have contributed to. We will also have a session about history, and we'll have the launch of the New South Wales ACT Legacy podcasts, which are about a history of blindness advocacy in New South Wales and the ACT. We're also going to have a Tasmanian focus in that session and look at the history of information services in Tasmania and the influences that those services have had on some of our nationally delivered services today. Then we'll have some concurrent sessions, one about combining technology with your traditional mobility aids, your cane or your dog guide, a session about life hacks and in health and wellness, and particularly looking at hospital access and access to healthcare, a session about travelling alone, and you can read a precursor to that session in the upcoming edition of Blind Citizens News from Ricky Chaplin. The session that you mentioned before about the impact of multiple disability will be in that concurrent session. And then in the afternoon on the Sunday, we're going to be talking about the NDIS and My Aged Care, but we're not going to be running those as concurrent sessions this time around. We're going to run a plenary session about both of those supports and in the hope that that will really broaden the discussion and get us perhaps thinking a little bit differently about the NDIS and my aged care. And then, as I mentioned, on the Sunday night, we'll have the barbecue. But on the Saturday night, we'll also be having our convention dinner. And the dinner will be an opportunity to present awards. Of course, there'll be the Women's Branch Aspirations Award. There'll also be the David Blythe Award, and nominations for that award are still open. And the Certificates of Appreciation for members. And again, those nominations are also still open, and they close on the 1st of May. Get those nominations in as soon as you can.
Now, I understand that the program was developed in a slightly different way this year from in previous years.
Yes, we really wanted to make sure that members could have as much of a say as possible in shaping the program. So we had members vote on topics that they would like to see in the program, and then we also invited people to express interest in being involved in the convention program. And it's been absolutely fantastic to see the level of enthusiasm that has generated, and the enthusiasm with which members have taken up those opportunities. It's just been really exciting to see that. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank all of you, whether you voted for topics or whether you expressed interest. We really, really appreciate your involvement. And I hope that as a result, we've got a program which covers most of the topics that people wanted to see in one way or another. So thank you again to all of you for being involved in that. We've also had a fantastic convention program reference group who've worked really closely with us to develop the program, develop the topics, and just generally provide us with feedback on all manner of things. So a huge thank you to that group as well.
And it's worth pointing out that there'll be the usual streaming of the convention. There'll be the usual radio coverage, which at this stage I'll be bringing you at the end of each day of the convention. And there'll be other ways in which you can interact with the convention as well. We haven't talked about where the convention will be held.
It's held in Hobart at the Old Woolstore Hotel. And one of the reasons that we chose that hotel is because it has a range of accommodation options, everything from standard hotel rooms to two-bedroom apartments, which means that people can share and save money and even potentially do their own cooking if they want to. So that's a great venue with really good conference facilities in the same venue as well, so very easy to access. There'll be dog guide toileting facilities and all the other features that you'd expect of a BCA convention in terms of accessibility. So we really look forward to welcoming you. You know, even if you're not currently a member of BCA, don't forget that you're more than welcome to come to convention. And registrations close on the 15th of March.
Now, the convention actually says it goes until the 1st of April. The 1st of April, there'll be some sightseeing, I understand, which is still under development. So watch the space. We'll give you more information as it comes to hand. Emma Bennison, thanks once again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The Blind Citizens Australia convention pack will go out to members very shortly, if it hasn't already. If you haven't received your copy, then by all means ring Blind Citizens Australia, as you can do for any other reason, on 1-800-033-660. 1-800-033-660. If you'd like to email, you can email bca@bca.org.au. That's bca@bca.org.au. The website, which is full of vital information for people who are blind or vision impaired, or people interested in issues relating to blindness or vision impairment, bca.org.au. I'm Vaughan Bennison. I produce and present New Horizons each week on behalf of Blind Citizens Australia. I invite you to join me again next week at the same time.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams, of our dreams.